here with this week's hottest stories in the investment world. This is Zach's Friday Finish Line.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Zach's Friday Finish Line, coming to you on Thursday this week thanks to the stock market holiday tomorrow for Good Friday. Still, as always, my name is Ryan McQueenie, joined by my co-host Maddie Johnson, as well as a very special guest this week.
That's right, Ryan. Today, we will be talking to Jeremy Caprone, the Director of Research at RoboGlobal. Finish Line listeners will remember that we talked about RoboGlobal and its Innovative Robotics and Automation Index series last year. These indexes were some of the first of their kind and worked to provide comprehensive, transparent, and diversified benchmarks representing the value chain of robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence.
Today, we're focusing our conversation with Jeremy on the latest volatility that has struck the global markets, with a specific focus on what has been going on with major tech stocks, including the famous FANG group, and discussing how investors might be able to avoid this volatility and look more long-term, big picture, by using some of RoboGlobal's indexes.
Yeah, definitely. And it has been a chaotic week in the space, no doubt. So we hope this chat with Jeremy answers all of your lingering questions. So despite a few dropouts on the call, we hope you get the whole gist of the conversation and check it out.
Last week, the rhetoric was international trade woes dragging down industrials. But those fears seemed to cool on Monday and were replaced by a massive tech sell-off. Should investors be concerned about an underlying trend here, or is it not time to panic just yet?
Well, large tech stocks as a group have led this bull market for an extended period of time. And I think it's natural that we go through cycles and that after a burst of dramatic outperformance like we saw in the prior quarters, we go through phases of consolidation. But the reality is that we are in a period of unprecedented technological progress, technologies that are exponential in nature, whereas we tend to think in a linear way. So investors may be amazed with the strength of this tech bull run, but the underlying technological change is very real. And you need to look at the long-term picture. And at RoboGlobal, we think we are in the early stages of a major technological revolution. That is robotics, automation, and AI. Think about it. We have computers that are now driving cars and trucks. We're seeing robots being deployed not just in factories to build out our cars and smartphones, but also in warehouses and distribution centers to enable e-commerce. We're seeing robots that are now being used to help surgeons perform surgery and provide better patient outcomes. We're seeing robots that can translate and interpret natural language and even defeat champions of chess and Jeopardy. So we're in the early stages of a dramatic increase in the scope of applications for robotics and AI and tech in general. Now, the interesting thing here is that most investors are focused on the very large tech stocks, the FANGs, and until recently, this was obviously the right place to be. But when you think about the underlying megatrends that are driving the economy, investors need to realize that there's a lot more going on than just the FANGs. And last year, our index of the leading robotics, automation, and AI companies around the world was up 47%. And as you know, this is significantly more than the broad market indices and the tech sector overall. So, you know, long-term, think long-term.
So the tech sector has also recently been consumed by new public skepticism over the way personal user information is stored by internet companies. This obviously stems from the Facebook Cambridge Analytica scandal, but it appears to be raising questions about nearly all of our big internet names. Can you explain why investors should be concerned by these headlines?
Look, I think it's no surprise to us that as these platform companies, this internet platform companies have managed to quietly amass enormous amounts of personal information that obviously is very valuable to them, and that so far we as consumers have accepted to hand over pretty much for free great business models. Social media, mobile services, cloud-based businesses, great growth, great profit, but this data is used in ways that are difficult to even understand for the average person. And And now we quickly realize that this data is not as valuable. It can also be used in ways that profoundly affect individual behaviors and society overall. So there's no doubt that these companies are now within reach of the regulator. AI will become more regulated. This is similar to how prior technological revolutions unfolded. You think about the first industrial revolution and automation that led to labor laws to protect workers. These companies are now in the bullseye of the regulator, and we should expect increased scrutiny going forward. Historically, we've seen European regulators that have taken a stricter approach towards protecting personal information and data. I think the U.S. regulators are starting to follow in these footsteps. And the other interesting thing about how headlines affect the big internet stocks is that it also highlights the risks of concentration and the benefits of diversification. And at Robo Global, we strongly believe that the best way to invest in this technological revolution is to take the long-term view and to get exposure to the entire value chain of robotics, automation, and AI, as opposed to making concentrated bets on a handful of hot stocks.
So that actually perfectly leads us into our next question, and it also brings up something that you had mentioned earlier, which is the FANG stocks. Over the past week or 2 weeks, really, it looks like investors are starting to get concerned that the previously red-hot FANG stocks, the likes of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, if you're going with the two A's, Netflix, and Alphabet, Google, and they're kind of comparable market leaders that may fall outside of that acronym as well. It looks like they might finally be losing some steam. Do you think it's time to avoid FANG right now?
Well, generally, FANGs are not cheap, and as I said, they will be in the bullseye of the regulator. And it always takes time to repair the damage inflicted by the sudden realization that you have important external factors. It's not just a growth in revenue and profits, and that's been quite amazing when it comes to the FANGs. Once you realize you have important external factors like regulation that come in the equation, I think it really takes time to repair the damage.
So those that are ditching FANG stocks might very well be shifting their money into other sectors or perhaps choosing to sit on the sidelines until they can get back in at a lower price. But do you think that these are the only two options, or are there opportunities for tech investors to find strength elsewhere in the space, perhaps in the three sectors that you mentioned earlier in like robotics, automation, AI?
Yes, I think it's the right place to look at. I think investors cannot afford what's happening with robotics, automation, and AI. Of course, robots are now widely used in the manufacturing sector, you know, cars, electronic devices, and this is still today the number one use case for robotics, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. Let me give you a few examples. Last year, Amazon delivered over 5 billion items in 2 days or less through their Prime membership program. And this is an accomplishment that relies heavily on robotics-driven factory automation and AI. And this rapid growth of e-commerce around the world means that for the providers of warehouse and supply chain automation, there's a very long runway for growth. Healthcare, we're starting to see robots assisting surgeons perform surgical procedures. A company called Intuitive Surgicals that makes the Da Vinci robot, which is a huge success in abdominal surgery. We've seen the Da Vinci robots used in more than 1,000 procedures last year. The deployment of AI in healthcare also looks very promising. By now, it's become pretty clear that Watson, which is IBM's AI initiative, may already be the best expert in oncology in the world in terms of its ability to detect cancer cells. And we're just scratching the surface here. And, you know, other sectors of the economy are also profoundly changed by what's happening in robotics and AI. In food and agriculture, we're seeing amazing developments. We see companies using facial recognition type of machine vision software that can identify each plant that a tractor moves over and analyze the plants, the crop's needs, deliver the right amounts of water and fertilizer, saving on cost. And there is no industry, no market that will not be profoundly changed by robotics, automation, and AI, and it's happening now. And that's why investors cannot afford to miss this opportunity. And certainly the market's telling us that something important is happening. Again, the Robo Index last year was up 47%, more than 70% in the past 2 years.
So I think we definitely agree that there are a ton of really interesting ways for investors to gain exposure to these really exciting industries, that, as you said, the tip of the iceberg type of markets like AI and robotics. But to kind of piggyback on one thing that you did say, one of the first companies that you mentioned with exposure to this space is Amazon, who is, of course, you know, this large cap or mega cap tech stock that's in this FANG group. So I'm interested in hearing, as we wrap things up here, I'm interested in hearing whether you think the non-FANG tech companies, some of the ones you mentioned, some of the other smaller cap plays out there, do you think they will lead the way as we look at the rest of the year? Or do you think the FANG companies that do still have some exposure to these really cool new budding new businesses, will they kind of be the market leaders here?
Yes, that's a great question. And I think you touch on a really important point here, which is that it's not just the big companies that have led the bull market so far, that are performing well and driving investor returns. Our approach is to look at the entire value chain, and we like the companies that enable companies like Amazon to perform. And so think about how Amazon is able to make these 48-hour deliveries to your door. A lot of that is coming from the help they get from smaller, lesser-known companies that provide the automation equipment, software, and services. So the way we think about how to capture this opportunity is to look at, on one side, the technology providers. Think about it as the picks and shovels, the companies that make robotics, automation, AI possible, from sensing to computing, processing, and you find companies in the machine vision space or that make the component of factory robots. And then on the other hand, you know, we like to look at the companies that provide turnkey solutions for specific industries and applications. Like industrial automation, or we talked about healthcare, logistics, et cetera. And therefore, the index approach, I think, is very relevant. You want exposure to all these providers of core technologies and turnkey solutions that that enable companies like Amazon.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, and I think, you know, overarching investment strategy that we're seeing pay off. As you said, those returns are really, really remarkable. We just want to say thanks for coming on as well. You know, some crazy volatility in the tech space this week, but definitely a good reminder to our listeners to think big picture, think long term. So thank you for your insights and thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.